Hello, everybody. What a week. What a week. Don't worry. We are a man down. Mickey's just went to make a cup of coffee because he got logged on late. So if you're just wondering why it's just me by myself on the screen, like, but no, what a fantastic week. What a fantastic month. Or we'll say 6 weeks, 8 weeks for Gated Football Club. It's been absolutely amazing. And so just got a message here. We've got confirmation of our next guest coming on as well. We've got Bernard McWilliams is going to be joining us as well. So we only got to advertise that later on when we got that confirmed. So Bernard will be joining us live from Lanzarote, I think. So we have all the information about what's happening at the moment with the club and the build-up to Wembley and, of course, things that's going on at the moment. Right, as ever, fully interactive. We'd love you to like and subscribe. And a massive thank you to a couple of people, Emily Forkus and Milk the Cow. They've went on a bit of a good deed thing that we mentioned last week in commentary and on the podcast that we were hoping to get to 500 subscribers for the end of the season, and they have went above and beyond sharing, and we've patched, I think it's 507 subscribers now. So a massive thank you, and also as well, while we're on, hit the like button on this video or dislike. if you're not enjoying it, please hit it and we'll get the algorithm up. That's what we want to do and get more people talking, because if we can't get people talking when we're going to Wembley, when can we get them talking? And Mickey's back. He's fully prepared. How are you doing, Mickey?
Good evening.
Yeah, it's as I say, it's quite the time to be a Gated fan at the moment. I was just doing the intro. I'll carry on with it. So fully interactive, as everyone always knows. Darren Walden has put evening from the Irish Sea lads. Well, hopefully Darren has been able to get time off to go to Wembley. Well, I'm sure we'll find out very, very shortly. So you can do as Darren has done, whether you're watching on YouTube or Facebook. Give us a send. Give us a message and we'll bring it up on the screen. We're going to have Bernard McWilliams join us about 10 past 8. We're going to be talking about the three games. We've got the highlights from last night's game as well. Big thank you to Jack McGregor. He's sent them to us before he's even had a chance to post them up. So really appreciate that. It's you know, a lovely gesture for Jack to send those over. So we'll talk about that. Obviously, Wembley plans with Bernard. But we've got James Lampard, a Dorking fan, who, of course, we played Dorking on Tuesday after Bromley on Saturday. So we'll be talking to James because we spoke to him earlier in the season. Lovely lad. And yeah, it's all going to be going, isn't it, Mickey? Well, we're giving people a chance to join in. It's really good. I'm going to quickly play a message from our sponsors because, of course, without them, we wouldn't be able to broadcast. And then when we come back, we're going to dive right into it. And then we'll be joined by Bernard very shortly. Right, let's kick off in the chat, Mickey. What a week. Our Heed Army podcast WhatsApp group, of course, Davey isn't here. He's unfortunately got family matters he's having to deal with, but we hope to have him back soon. Our WhatsApp group has been like from Saturday onwards, from Monday onwards. Wow, we've won. We, you know, like, great. You know, obviously we were at the game on the Good Friday. Monday, we weren't there. I think you might have been listening, Mickey. I wasn't here. Yeah. I had the family.
No, I wasn't listening. I was at a family do.
Yeah, so we've been doing it all in amongst Twitter and in a WhatsApp group. It was just amazing. And last night, obviously, we had hoped, and I want to talk about this man a little bit, Aaron Martin. You know, he's gave everything this season. Injuries, he had to play up top when he wasn't getting that much support, when we had the injuries and we weren't doing well at the beginning of the season, and he's kept plugging away. He's got himself a hat-trick last night, and just a massive well done to the lad, because if you haven't spoke to him on a match day, he's a lovely lad, and I'm just over the moon for him, over the moon.
I couldn't be happier. The lads,
who called it on the WhatsApp group that there'd be a hat-trick?
Who called the first goal?
Ah, but I said hat-trick, though. So,
because you jumped in, he says, it'd be nice if you got a hat-trick. I said, first goal tonight, Aaron Martin. You heard it here first, lads.
Yeah.
But he's worked his pods off, and it's good to see that he's got his rewards.
Let's put this up in the background where we're talking about it. This is the goals from last night. Look, this is a lovely touch as well from Aaron. He gets himself into space and then
bang,
make us finish, put into the corner, keeper kind of get to it, and you can see the relief on his face there. You know, I'm sure obviously the other goal was a little bit more fortunate, the second one. But you'll not care how they went in. But he'd be happy that he got a finish like that.
That's good finish. And I've seen the brief, I've seen the goals briefly last night, and you didn't really see it clip his heel. So hopefully when Jack puts the highlights up, we might see it.
Is, yeah, that's the little one there. The actual highlights, because I didn't watch the game last night. I couldn't afford to wait the stream, to be honest. There was rain all over the camera. You couldn't see anything. It was just pure mist. Yeah, I'll put a little bit of it up and you'll see. It's come off his heel there, and credit Adam Campbell. He probably could have claimed that, but he's given it to Aaron Martin. That just shows you how this team is.
That is a brilliant finish. That's confidence.
It is.
That's what happens when a striker has confidence.
It really is. But it's lovely to see. And there, look, you can see the player going over. All the players are happy for him, you know. We've obviously got a message here. Evening, lads. You okay? What result against Eastleigh? Well, what result against Eastleigh, Altrincham and Scunthorpe? We'll get to it all.
I want to see this goal by Ollie. It just looks better every time I see it. Disgustingly sublime, I think I said.
Oh, look at that, man. As I said last, I was put on Twitter joking about that. Obviously, that's behave, lads. We're supposed to look like Brazil, not play like them. But obviously, we've got Olinho there putting it in the back of the net. We had Martini. It was actually that's the best start come up for Aaron Martin, a Brazilian name, Bilzinho. there we go. Look at that. That's a beautiful
from a corner. From a corner, lads.
Beautiful, beautiful. But a big thank you to Jack McGragan for sending us. Yeah, when you see this in slow motion, man, it's beautiful. This is like a salmon catapulted off. Look at that. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And let's put it into perspective as well. Two trips right down at the bottom end of the country, a couple of days between games. Doesn't get any better. We've got give Martin a shout out. Delighted for him. Yes, certainly. I think everyone is. We've got a message here. Hello, gents. What an amazing run we're on. The club is such a buzz. Can't stop smiling. It's just amazing. Paul Hodgins put Wembley. Indeed. Evening, lads, says Sean Parry. Thank you for joining us. Big Mantis has put great effort from the lads, especially the week of all the travelling, without a doubt. Aaron Martin fully deserved his hat-trick. He certainly did. You could see in his interview as well after the game. It was just, give a thumbs up, everybody.
Quality as well. I thanked everybody for the patience as well.
That just shows you the calibre of the lad. You could have made it all about him and he didn't. David Tron, evening, lads. Keep sending these messages. Remember, hit the like for the algorithm as well. Help us reach more. That's what we want to do. And as I said, I did say before, Mickey, come on. Big thank you to Milk the Cow and Emily Focus for going on a campaign to help us get over 500 subscriptions here on our little channel. And massively thank you. It's just amazing do that. We've got one here from Darren Walden. Really pleased for Aaron. He's been unlucky in front of goal. Hopefully the floodgates will open now for him and Dananga up front. Aaron and Dananga up front. Well, I've been hoping to see it, but I think at the moment we're going to have to, I think they're going to nurse the team through. We've got still a lot of games to go. And look, either combination you'd hope they're going to score. I'll quickly get through a few more messages because we've got our first guest joining us, just waiting in the background. What a finish by the captain. Fantastic, Greg Ollie. It was a beautiful goal. what a weekend. 5-2 and 5-2. Entertainers are back. They certainly are. The Wembley ticketing system is complicated, even though everyone's having trouble. Look, as long as everyone's got the tickets, that's the main thing. But look, we've had quite a few people in tropical climes. We've had someone in the Antarctic this season. But yeah, look at this palm tree in the background. Hello, Bernard. How are you doing?
Not too bad, lads. How are you?
Look at that. He's like a Greek god there out in the sun. Bernard, I'd imagine it's absolutely hectic at the moment around the club with plans for Wembley and things like that. What are you able to tell us going forward between now and Wembley?
Well, I think pretty much what we can tell, we'll tell when we can. I've just heard you mention before about the problems people are getting, trying to get tickets sorted on the Wembley web. It's been rather tense trying to get information and confirm things. Even the kickoff time, we just got to know sort of 5 or 10 minutes before it was actually announced. When they even announced when tickets were due to go on sale, we got to know 5 or 10 minutes before. And I'm just, in a way, I'm glad I'm handling all the ticket and it's not having to be done in-house through the club. So hopefully get on and get themselves sorted, which is the important thing, make sure they get a ticket. I don't think they'll have a major issue. I don't think it's going to be a sellout. I would certainly love it to be, but, you know, if we're realistic on it. The important thing is trying to see what we can do to help people to get down there. It's took a bit to get our partners on board. We have some great partners with the likes of Dawson and Sanderson who came on board this year. And they've had to pull a few things together that came in conjunction with Caledonian Travel to put the offer out that was going around anyway. We've just had them confirm with States Travel some buses on the day, which again, it's just trying to get down and get things worked out in the right sort of value that.
And as if by magic, there you go, look at that.
I know it says on there, and I've told them to look at it, the club supporters transport. It's not the official club supporters transport. The club are not organising transport of the game. It's got nothing to do with the club. It is the Gated FC Travel Partners transport. This has got, in essence, it's not organised by the club. We're just supporting Dawson's and Snaith's who have got together to help to get fans down there. We're also talking with Lumo, who are a great sponsor as well, who came on this year. They're looking at a travel package for on the day, and also people want to make their own arrangements. But things are due to come out over the next few days. It's an absolute nightmare to do this. Some people were straight on it, but bear in mind, they've just done exactly the same sort of deals that went out a few weeks back for Newcastle United, independent.
Yeah.
Which is great. It takes all the strain out there. I remember the last time down at Wembley 2014, Supporters Club took 25 buses down there, and that was an absolute nightmare to organise. So gladly, we're not getting involved with that. We just want to support our partners to support us. And hopefully that way that everybody gets a look the pie money that's going around to get people down there, that people do support the club's partners.
I was just about to get onto that because Bernard, you sat there in the home strip. Obviously, we've got Gated Central Taxis, Team Valley Group there, we can see on the shirt there. The likes of Dawson and Sanderson have come in. Wembley always helps. But obviously the club's partners and sponsors must be absolutely buzzing now because they're in the limelight as well, and also they're probably enjoying the match day experience.
Well, definitely. It's a big thing for not just for the fans, it's right the way across every aspect of the club. You know, you've got to bear in mind, and this is something we've looked at, how many people behind the scenes work hard to make sure the players do their job, and the numbers are basically, you're probably talking, I was quite surprised, probably about more than about 100 people behind the scenes do bits and pieces from selling tickets to involve them. Important job that they're rushing out there to get more supplies, and I'm running short on wine.
Obviously there's been lots of things along. I know you can't tell us a lot everything that's going on, but could there be a Wembley shirt in the offering, or maybe next season shirt brought forward?
Well, there's certainly things in the offering. We're working hard on a wide range of merchandise in and around the Wembley situation. We've got to bear in mind, you know, we are a small club. Everybody knows, you know, there's no secret, we are probably, if not the smallest, one of the smallest budgets in this league. We were certainly a small budget in last year's league, but it just shows you what we can do with very little money. We're in that sort of situation. We don't have going back, that the likes of the massive financial support coming from the likes of Graham Wood and Richard Bennett through their times, you know, what a different model, what a different setup. The fans have been fantastic, what they're doing through the soul and what they raise for the club. It's been unheard of in the last 3-4 years, what the fans have been able to do financially to support the club. We are a small consortium, as it were. Every penny counts. We'd love to give the lads more money. But, you know, Mike does the best he can on what we're able to do. So it sounds great. You know, we'll go to Wembley. Things are working well now within the league. You know, things are on the up. But we still operate hand to mouth. It's a way we are, you know. Unless we find a Ryan Reynolds, it'll never be any other. It's hand to mouth. We're in a hard place in the country financially. So, you know, every single penny of support. So from that point of view, anything we can do to drum up much needed finances is great, because it helps with the start building for what is going to be a better season.
I mean, obviously, that's something we have to get across to a lot of people, is that, you know, yes, the football club is having a nice time on the pitch, Wembley, but we still need people to get on board, still need people to join the soul, still need people to turn up to events, turn up to games. And it must be nice as well that obviously the attendances have been good lately, especially in the home end as well. We're not relying on a big away following to get us over that 1,500 threshold.
No, it's looking really good. We've just been looking at some figures over the last few years, certainly comparing this year to last year and the way attendance has worked out. And attendances are up, but you also do work extensively with within the community, local schools, and we're trying to get schools involved as much as possible. So, you know, we do well with attendance by doing that, by getting them brought in, by giving them a taste of the heat. And I think that showed at the semi-final. We sold probably in the region, off the top of your head, about 500 or 600 under 16-year-old tickets to that game. And I think that's the fact that we've been getting these young kids brought in all throughout the season, through tickets to schools throughout the borough, to anywhere to young kids, football teams, sports clubs and such like. And because at the end of the day, without bringing them in and generating the fan of the future, it's a long process, and hopefully it's a start of increased attendances year on year.
Definitely. And Mickey, have you got any questions? And if anyone that's watching as well would like to send any questions in, where we've got Bernard with us.
I've got a load of questions, Bernard, but you'll probably not be able to answer any of them. The merchandise stuff, is that in the pipeline?
Yes, but to your first question, yes, we are getting new caps.
We're getting new caps.
Well, we know Mickey's, as I say, we've got a similar vein. Someone's put us at any plans for the Wembley merch. I'm guessing, obviously, it's a case of getting the season out of the way and then opening a club shop. Is it after the season finishes to, you know, capitalise on that?
Target is to have everything going for the last game of the season. We've sort of dwindled down what we've had. I think we're about ready to take the online shop offline. I've just decided tonight that we won't have the shop open on Saturday. The sort of products that are there are starting to dwindle. I think John, you would have come on board, helped with Tracy and Dave on the shop. He's come up with some great ideas. He probably still be mulling around the bits and pieces that he does. Yeah, I know he has a few orders, but the idea is to give us the opportunity, and we are working towards last game of the season having the first Wembley merchandise. There's big announcements coming, big announcements. So over the next few weeks, there is certainly a lot which I think a lot of fans will be interested in.
Oh, good. We've got a message, not Wembley rated, from Trina. She's put, will Gated Ladies get a game at the stadium before the end of the season?
It's one of the things that's on our board, but you've got to bear in mind that it's It's a difficult thing. It's not our stadium. If it was our stadium, we'd have them playing there every week. We have a very tight schedule looking at the maintenance that has to be done on the pitch. It's something we're talking about and something we're looking at, and we hope to have announcement on that if things work. And also, bearing in mind, it doesn't happen for free. It's got to be covered. The cost's got to be covered. If we pay for that, we've got to turn around, and that's the hard financial factor. If we pay for something like that, we've got to turn around and perhaps say, well, Mike, we can't afford to do this because we're paying for that. It's a difficult sort of situation. If we were in our own ground, would have the use of the pitch free of charge apart from maintenance. Unfortunately, there's going to be a cost involved in that, and we'll have to make sure that gets covered.
We've got another question. This one's from Johnny Gray. He's put, Bernard, Junior and Future Heed has been fantastic to get my girls involved. Will the Future Heed be back next season?
Yes, it certainly will, and we'll hope to have something going out with a bang for the end of this season for them. Just a little summit was started. We've had a chance for the kids to get down to some training sessions. I've had a few times this season, and would like to think we'll get one more squashed in. I had hoped to try and get it over this period, but I'll be honest, Wembley just sort of threw everything out of the water.
Yeah.
You bear in mind this week, which would have been great for the kids to come along. The lads have been away since Monday and only got back at the wee hours this morning. So it's difficult, but we'll certainly hope to have something planned before the end of the season. They've been great when they've got on board this season, and we'll definitely want to continue this and hopefully grow it next season.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's fantastic. We had one, I think, just what we kind of asked before. Is there a new strip for Wembley? I think it's a case of watch this space.
Can you make sure you get FB size for me if there's a new shirt and it doesn't look like that horrendous thing you've got on?
I'm looking to see if I can get an FFB for you, special.
A VFFB.
Yeah. Now, before we let Bernard go, we've got to ask the real question: is do you have budgie smugglers on?
No. I just have an old pair of shorts.
There was me thinking he was doing the full Ray Winston. I thought he was doing the full Ray Winston.
That Mickey was weird, and that night in your garden on I still have night, and I know Tracy has nightmares from that night, sitting on those. was that your very first one of that you did video?
I think it was when we were first dabbling with it, wasn't it? Yeah. So we've come a long way. Cow Daly's put big respect to Bernard. Without him and others at the club, there'd be no Gates FC. Thanks for everything he's done. And of course, Bernard, thank you for joining us tonight because you're on holiday at the moment.
The season's not over and we still have 3 home games to go.
We
really need as much support as possible. Unfortunately, I can't make it on Saturday. I'm away to family time, which doesn't come along very often for me. But we need a big, big presence there, and also next Tuesday. But the last game of the season, the way the lads are going, we're just trying to work it out. Mickey, you must know, when was the last time I had a run like this?
Oh, probably under Gary Mills.
Yeah, just before Wembley then.
I think so.
Yeah,
that's a guess.
I mean, yeah. Bernard, I don't want to heap any more work on you, but God forbid, I mean, we could end up in the playoffs still mathematically.
One question before you go on, Bernard, and it just went straight out of my head,
Mason Ford has put, Bernard, will there be an open top parade if we win the trophy?
An open top parade? What? Up the high street, along Fallon Sunderland Road, we'll cut through low, do a little stint in Wickham, and then
bench him.
I think you will save money. We'll all jump on the 21 from the Angel to Gated City Centre. That'll be the best way.
The trophy would be weighed in by the time we got to the stadium, man.
this is one of the hardest things. It was the same just before the semi final. You know, the certain things the club has got to look at and got to plan for and try to do. And it's the worst thing in the world to plan. I hated the semi-final, but those things I had to talk about which sort of like preempt the result. And as far as Wembley is concerned, as far as my head's concerned, we go there 50-50 chance of bringing something back. So we had, people have been taught to go and look at things, but I don't want to know. I don't want to know until 6 o'clock. I think it's about be about 6 o'clock on
Thursday.
Then it'll be a case of, did you get that sorted? Great, now let's do something.
Then we'll all go to the Wetherspoons around the corner.
Just remembered. Are we having a budget booster in the summer?
Well, we certainly need something, so...
I think we need a one.
Yeah, yeah. This has been a really hard, basic financially the club has managed to get through. And I looked when people were going on about the windfall we got at the start of the season with McCauley and Keds. So it would be great to keep them here, but obviously you couldn't. But these things aren't always a windfall. These things are things that just make you survive. And that's where, as a club, Wembley isn't a windfall. Wembley makes them survive and gets ready to fight again. And hopefully give them a better start to next year. A really good, decent budget booster would be fantastic, because then it just kickstarts what's available.
I think Wembley win or lose gives us a good platform to bounce off, though, Bernard.
Keep the losses down. That's what we do. We're trying to keep the losses to a minimum. And thankfully, we've got a manager who understands what we are and what we're trying to do. Anyone else would have just walked and said, I'm not putting up with it. But Mike, Ian, Chris, Louis, Rob, they're absolutely unbelievable. They understand what Gates said. We're in the back of beyond, up in the northeast, with not a pot to pee in, and we do the best we can. And that, to me, it just shows that these lads understand that we all fight for what little we can do, and we're all mucking. And that's what it's all about, mucking in for Gates, because we love it.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Bernard, we'll let you get back to your holiday. Thank you very much for taking a bit of time out. And I hope they come back with lots of wine for you.
And I hope if we get a new shirt, it's better than the last season, this season, because that's minging.
Selling replica top the club has ever had, that's all I'll say.
Foul shit.
On that note, thank you, Bernard.
See you later.
Everyone, I'm no doubt that we would beat even better records.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Thank you. There we go. Well, there we go. Bernard joined us from on holiday. Absolutely fantastic. There might have been a few sound issues there. I think it's just because of his connection where he is. It's just a little bit of crackling, but it's all right. It was a great interview. Right. Follow our social medias. When we come back, we're going to get back. Well, all the guests is waiting in the wings. James Lampard. We'll get on to him. Well, there we go. I've added James. I don't know if he's got his camera on. There he is. Hey, I thought we were going to have another guest in witness protection there, because earlier in the season, James, we've had a couple that have just sat in the dark.
Like, I can't match. Where was your last guy dialing in from? Where was he?
He's in Lanzarote.
He's on holiday.
Yeah, Lanzarote.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah, so, got no palm trees in the background here.
Yeah, I know. To be honest, though, he's probably sitting in Helen. That's where it is, just a palm tree in the background.
No, Gates has been decked for palm trees. Is he not, Lord?
Well, James, I say we kind of had contrasting seasons. You started off on fire. We're finishing off on fire. Are you feeling comfortable with the few results you've picked up of late?
Yeah, I am actually. Yeah, I think one more win, maybe four more points to be safe. We did start off well, didn't we? And then things kind of leveled out, and it seemed we got sort of stuck on 30 points, what felt like forever, absolutely forever. We were just stuck on that 30 points. We couldn't get a draw, couldn't get a win, and then we finally kicked off from that, and obviously we've gone on to 49 now, and we have been, and it's in no small part to three signings that we made, in particular, bringing in Tony Craig and George Frankham from Crawley, and bringing back Jason Pryor as well. Three big signings that have been absolutely brilliant for us, and just lifted the club and lifted the team and everybody around it as well, and just made us harder to beat. Dorking 0.2 this season is a different different side than it was at the start, where we were open and we conceded a lot of those goals. And now we've got a little bit more solidity to us now, not been conceding anywhere near as many goals.
Obviously, because at the end of Christmas, you start to have, like, just after Christmas, you start to have that little bit of a slide. Do you think it may have been the vigours of full-time football in this league against we're having a part-time squad? Do you think the travelling was maybe just starting to take it out the legs a little bit and things like that?
Possibly. I don't know whether it was the travelling, but noticeable on the pitch, because against those full-time teams who would do all their planning and preparation well in advance. And you know, there's just athletes, aren't they? Just big, strong athletes in and amongst all these other teams. And we didn't have that kind of physical presence, really, excuse me, until these guys came in. You know, Jason Pryor, not only is he a goal scorer, but he's so good for us at the back, defending set pieces, where we were vulnerable earlier in the season as well. So it's just made a massive difference and just given us a bit of a boost, and we had some good results and a bit of momentum coming into the back end of the season, which we needed, definitely.
Yeah. It's but I mean, to be honest, though, both teams that have come up, at least we're still in there fighting. And, you know, fingers crossed, we might have it secured by the weekend mathematically. But who have you got on Saturday? Because, of course, we play on Tuesday, in case anyone just tuned in and didn't realise we've got Bromley on Saturday. Who have you got?
So we've got Altrincham at home on Saturday, whose form just seems to have dipped a little bit, both home and away. And I've seen that some of their loan players that they've had have gone back to some of their parent clubs. They had somebody on loan from Rochdale who's gone back. And I guess because their position is secure in terms of not going down, I guess they can afford to do that and let sort of other players go back. Obviously, Rochdale are fighting to stay in League Two, aren't they? So, so I'm hopeful that we're pretty strong at home, and hopefully we're not. There's no sort of complacency, and we can get a good result to kick us on again. And if other results go our way, then that'll be brilliant. That could be all that we need. But yeah, just getting over that line.
I think at the moment, I think Torquay are the team on the march at the moment, but all the shots just, I mean, I thought they might have had a new manager bounce, but it didn't kick in, did it? Or it hasn't kicked in yet.
No, it hasn't. So, no.
Yeah.
How ironic would it be if Kings Lynn replaced them in the league?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, I think some of those clubs are going to be looking over their shoulders a little bit because they've got sucked back into it in York as well, possibly just depending on how the results go this weekend. It's you know, obviously it's something we've never had to worry about too much before at Dorking, where we were sort of looking over our shoulders at seeing at how other results were going on from a relegation point of view, because we've never been relegated. So having to look at scores for other games and things like that, and get sort of like a live table dependent on what goals or scores have gone in and around that time is interesting and a precedent for a lot of us, really, that we've never had to do before.
Yeah, it's been quite the season. A lot of the team results have went our way, and of course will have went your way as well in recent weeks. But are you shocked at the teams that's down there at the moment? I mean,
I can only really gauge it on the ones that I've seen when they've played against us, really, because this has all been really new to us and not really sort of paid too much attention to the National League over the last couple of years because we've not been in it. But you know, you see, Oldham beat us at their place and beat us at our place 5-1. Scunthorpe beat us 3-2, but we were 2-0 up at half time. And their crowd really got them over the line late on in that game. So I can only really gauge it from the teams that I've seen playing against us, you know, and Maidstone, that doesn't surprise me. We've had history against them in the National League South. We've had a good record against them as well. And I mean, they're just a little bit of a mess on and off the pitch. They have a high turnover of players, and I think they're trying to actively sort of sell their club and stuff as well. And you know, and they've gone and Scunthorpe as well. But it's these teams that are in these badly managed off the pitch, isn't it? in a lot of cases.
Skunk-up,
so they just sinking through the divisions because of what's gone on off the pitch.
You worry about Scunthorpe as well, because obviously they had new owners come in. They really went for it in the transfer.
They signed a new team on the deadline day, didn't they?
Yeah, well, I mean, they signed. We had Danny Elliott on loan. They signed him permanently and put him on a big wage, if rumours are true. And that is an astronomical wage to be paying in National League North, because I doubt there's anything in his contract about taking a wage dip if he goes down. You've got to look at that and think. And then, obviously, we've seen the news the other week, though, on about selling their training ground. That's never a good sign.
That's been changed, though, hasn't it?
It has.
Yes, it has now. They've gone back on that, yeah. Mm.
But Yeovil aren't doing that well off the pitch. Then you look at Southend are still nowhere near out of the woods. It's quite sad that there's so many clubs are in this situation. Do you think it could, I mean, don't like to talk about the pandemic, but do you think this could be a little bit of a runoff from it where teams have gambled too much?
I don't know, to be honest. I genuinely don't know. I see a lot of things on social media where people are just constantly battering the owners that they have at their clubs, you know, and that, regardless of whether that's a recent thing or whether that's something that's been long standing, they just seem to cast so much of the blame there. And I think even the Yeovil managers' interviews in the recent weeks have been quite scathing of the owners, haven't they, in terms of players that they wanted. They wanted Newball that ended up going to Torquay, and a deal was virtually done, and then for whatever reason it didn't pan out and he's gone to Torquay and things like this, you know. And if it's getting to that stage, it's really toxic then, isn't it? If the managers are putting the owners, you know, names and things like that front and center when they're doing interviews after matches, it tells you that things aren't in a good place really for those teams. You know, Maidstone sacked their manager earlier in the season and for continuity purposes just gave it to Ella Kobe to carry on. Scunthorpe went through manager. I mean, the turnover of managers as well in this division is unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mark Wade can't attack his cell, really, can he?
No, it's good there, Mickey. That's why he just...
Well, we've actually got a message
he's
on
the
that.
Prime seat, isn't he, really, there?
manager's such a class guy. Of course, we've seen lots of interviews. I mean, I've seen him on podcasts as well. He's got a refreshing stance on management, hasn't he?
Yeah, definitely, and a lot of things as well. It's got a refreshing stance on lots of things, you know, to promote the club, and not just that as well, but he's just a massive football fan, and I think that comes across, you know, in his interviews, and you see him regularly praising opposition's fans and things like that when they've come to our ground, you know, gone over and thanked them for coming and you know, putting money into the club and stuff, whereas sometimes even the manager of that club hasn't even bothered to do the same, you know. Yeah. And people have said, you know, why is their manager praising us? Our manager hasn't even come over and clapped us or said anything about us traveling.
One of the funny things that's happened to us this season, of course, we're playing great at the minute and life's lovely, but for about the last 8 weeks, there was one, I can't remember which manager it was, but really praised and said we're playing like better than Notts County. And all their fans were up in arms going, like you can't be praising the other team. And then, obviously, subsequently, the form has, you know, showed that we are capable of it when we haven't got loads of injuries. And, you know, it is refreshing when managers do take that stance of just laying out the honesty and just say, look, we're beaten by a better side on the day. And I think there's nothing wrong with that. It's not belittling your own team or your own efforts. Just sometimes in life, things don't go your way, you know.
Yeah,
that was the older shop manager, wasn't it?
McNeely.
So I don't know if you remember, but even after you guys had played us earlier in the season, the season was only in its infancy still at that time, but Mark was really praising Gateshead and you know, said it had been one of our toughest fixtures, and from that moment on you kind of always get that, you know, if you stick with your manager and you stick with that philosophy and you do that, then your continuity and everything will be rewarded. And yes, it might have taken a bit of time, but that's not a bad thing. Look at the results you've been getting recently. Yeah, I mean, you're in a final at Wembley. You smashed Eastleigh 5-2 last night. You hardly concede any goals. It does take time, doesn't it?
Both sets of fans, I think, if I had said, here's the league table going into the last couple of weeks of the season, I think we both would have snapped your hands off it, saying, right, we're here to build now.
You've got your own chance to save your own skin. Of course you would.
Yeah,
definitely. And I think it's important that you you have that continuity. You know, I think at this level, the chopping of the changing of the managers is just a bit of a false thing, really, that you sometimes bow into fan pressure or things like that. You know, you have to give these people time sometimes, and come up with a way that's gonna get your results. You know, look at the teams in this league. Wrexham are top, but they play a completely different style of football to Notts County.
They don't
completely
play
different.
They don't play football.
They don't, David. You're right, because they just absolutely batter teams. They grind them into the ground. Yeah. Whereas Notts County will pass teams off the pitch and run you ragged. Like when we played them at their place, we just spent 20 minutes the first half chasing shadows, you know, and we didn't get the ball, you know. And there are so many different styles and stuff, but you have to stick with it because it will come good eventually. And I think that's been proven with you guys and the results that you've got.
I think that should be right throughout football, though. It's too easy to get rid of managers now. I think even when teams get relegated, I know obviously that the financial elements of things, especially at the top level, from going from the top to the second. But, you know, give a manager a chance to put his stance in front of him. Then was it Joe Royal, I think, when he took over Everton?
Everton, the dogs of war.
And he said it takes 5 years for a manager to get his team in place the way he wants it to blend the players he wants, either a chance to bring players through or develop the players he's got to play in his style.
Yeah.
And when's the last time you've seen a manager get 5 years to put anything in place?
That was without transfer windows and things like that, wasn't it, as well?
Yeah.
So, you know, you could go out and buy somebody if you needed somebody, whereas now you've just got those two windows in the season, and it's not easy. Especially for those clubs that, you know, you're trying to build something and you get games called off because of the weather, you get long distances to go and play certain matches, you get people that are unavailable or injuries and things like that, and at times we've been down to the bare bones this season, things like that, you know. So
I did ask you if you're going to get your boots on,
you know. So what's that, Mickey?
I did ask if you're going to get your boots on.
Yeah, I don't think it was that close.
We got a message there. To that. So I think my light just fell down. There's the end of the season.
Off there now.
Someone just mentioned it. Dave, your air sign just dropped down. Yeah, I know.
I heard it.
I mentioned from Christmas toys. I think Dortmund the entertainers in the National League so far. How do you feel about that? And see, you've had some high scoring games.
I think I think we were. And I think since those players have come in, I think we'd possibly just try to sort of change things a little bit. Obviously, we were involved in some entertaining games and, you know, lots of goals at both ends and stuff like that. But I think obviously Mark's realised that he can't stay in that division conceding five or six and just making friends and things like that. You've got to shore up your defence. And we've done that. And I think also he's taken some things out of other teams' books, you know, where, you know, we've started to go down that kind of long throw route when we get that in and around the penalty area and loading the box and stuff like that. You think if you've got that in your armory, why not do it? You know, it's just you're trying to do things because over the previous seasons, we haven't done that, you know, and we were a real front foot attacking side that would just score loads of goals and we didn't concede, but that's possibly due to the level of the other teams that we're playing against. Whereas this season, obviously, we're coming up against teams and the margins for error are so much different. You know, you give the ball away and three or four passes later, you're picking it out your net. Yeah. So I think we have tried to change that. But then as that comment said, we are entertainers still, because if you look at the tables, well, we've outscored some of the teams up in and around the playoff places.
Yeah,
you know, and I know some of those teams historically don't score very many anyway, not Boreham Wood and stuff, but we have scored a lot of goals this season as well. You know, we've got goals in the team, so we're good value to watch, definitely.
But what's obviously it's first season at this level. Obviously against some big clubs that you wouldn't normally play against it in years gone by, unless it was a cup game. What's been your highlight so far this season? What's been the most enjoyable thing about this level?
For me personally, I think it's been like the away games, going to some of these grounds, taking in the atmospheres and things like that. You know, Notts County, where we went there, Wrexham again, and just being part of this division, and getting involved with sort of seeing these other teams and seeing how we match up against them, really.
Yeah.
As well, obviously we've had some really good wins. They don't sound amazing on paper, but the 2-0 that we got at Dagenham the other week was really good. Obviously we kept a clean sheet, and you know, it was a really good away win. The 1-0 at Yeovil on Monday, again because we'd lost on Friday, and the quick turnaround, and then to go down there and get that 1-0 win, those sort of things have just been really, really good, because it's just, they're just huge 3 points in the context of the season. And yeah, we've got the standouts like when we beat Notts County at home and things like that. But yeah. I think I've just kind of enjoyed all of it, really. But this back end of the season where we've been getting these good away results and moving up and away from the relegation zone has probably been the best part, I think, really.
Yeah, it's
isn't it good when you rub the big team's nose in it? It's fantastic that and the fans are kicking off.
Yeah.
And I mean, it doesn't even matter, Mickey, too much who those teams are. Those just those established teams. There's sometimes a sense of entitlement, isn't there, amongst their supporters that they think they should just be brushing us aside.
Yeah, I can see this.
And that hasn't happened.
I can see this now, but it was lovely to get one over the Barnet fans, because when they drew us, they were posting online just saying, "Oh, we might as well book a Wembley hotel and all this," and we'll see how it goes, you know. But it's always nice to get one of those.
Yeah,
but, are you making a trip up on Tuesday?
No, I'm not this time. So I was booked up to come up last time. Obviously, that was a Saturday, and it has got cancelled. So with it just being that Tuesday, it just wiped 2 days out of my week. So I think we're gonna. I think the few of us are going to be watching it on the stream at the football club itself, so we'll be at the club watching it. I'm sure a couple of people will be going up to watch it and stuff, but yeah, I just can't, unfortunately, this time around.
I'll give you
a flying up.
I think they are, actually. Yeah, I think the players are flying up, staying over, and then coming back the next day. Yeah. Obviously, a few of them still went up last time because it was booked and everything. So they went up and spent a weekend up there, and there was still a game on, I think, in one of the divisions on a 3G. So they went and watched that. Just with the turnaround and everything, unfortunately, won't be able to. But fingers crossed, we'll be able to make that trip next season.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Oh, it is good. But I'll give you a shout out on the stream, on the commentary. So,
thank you.
Tell them all the shits under the sun, I dare you.
Oh, that's harsh.
James, he's going to have a whip running by Mark, a new coat, because that one he wears on that documentary is shocking.
you'll be surprised at how expensive that stuff is.
What has he been? Look at, well, it might be expensive, but he looks as if he's robbing a tramp.
I'm sure you can tell him next week, Mickey.
Yeah. I will gladly tell him.
Hopefully, if he's watching, he'll change his threads for the pain on the touchline on Tuesday.
His trainers are probably worth more than my get up. Full get up.
James, once again, it's been lovely to build bridges and obviously to have you on a couple of times this season. I say, I hope you get some points on Saturday so it doesn't bother about the defeat on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Who you've got?
So we've got Altrincham Saturday, then we've got you, then we've got Wealdstone, and then we finish off with Scunthorpe at home on that last Saturday.
Well, all bar us, it's an easy run for you.
Some of those other teams haven't got huge amounts to play for.
No.
So, I think Yeovil's gone.
Yeah, I'd be surprised. There was a massive air of despondency around that place on Monday after us beating them.
When we played them,
booing the players off and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when we played them, that, you know, bless them, their fans had travelled all the way up. There's 150 of them. But there was only two players could hold the heads up in that game, and that was Staunton and Bevan. The rest of the team.
Yeah, that Staunton. Yeah, he's
quality in me.
Fronted up and done a lot of interviews post match and stuff as well. He is what you want from your captain, but he's trying to drag the others with him, but they don't seem willing to kind of go with him, really. Yeah. Unfortunately,
I'd like a gated shirt next season.
Yeah,
talking all the shot. Who do you think?
Oh, Aldershot would be interesting. Because then I'd like us to go in for a couple of their players as well.
Oh, and there we go. You see, we're
all the rivals.
I don't think that Tyler Cordner would be wanting to play National League South. No. So,
who would have thought at this stage of the season, when we started talking to each other, we'd be thinking about being the vultures of the league and picking the bones of everybody else?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, swooping in to pick players that might have got relegated. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
As long as we don't get more Cooper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What a knucker that man is.
Yeah, well, that's the views of Mickey not.
You've got a good one there as well. Definitely got a good one there. And best of luck to you in the Vars in the trophy final. Sorry.
No, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
You're coming? Did you not know?
No. I'm tempted to go to the playoff final though. Yeah. Tempted by that. See who might end up in that.
Get yourself out of the trophy. You're more than welcome at our end, you know.
You're an honorary.
Yeah, well, Wembley's not too far, so yeah, I'll have a think. Yeah, so
I'll put you with mate, Steve. He's a cop.
Non-league day, isn't it, with the FA Vars that day as well. Yeah.
No, well. But James, thank you very much, and hopefully we can speak to you next season. I'm sure we will.
Yeah. You're welcome. Lovely. Take care.
Cheers. Lovely to speak to you. All the best, mate.
Cheers. See you later. Bye.
Bye. There we go, James Lampard. Fantastic to have him on. God, we haven't even been able to go through the things we want to go through on the show. If you are just joining us, of course, please hit the like button or get the algorithm going. We've hit 500 subs, over 500 subscriptions on YouTube. A massive thank you to Emily Forkus and Milk the Cow. They've went off on their own and tried to drum up support, and my word, they have. And there's people still liking and subscribing at the moment, so please do. We just want to reach more people. It's not about making money. We're not going to make money with what we do, but we just want to reach more people and get more people, because this is the time to do it. We're going to Wembley, and look, well, you know, fingers crossed, it unless an absolute catastrophe, we're safe in the National League for next season. So please do. And of course, as well, we've spoke to Bernard before, ignore the official supporters travel. It isn't that. It's the travel partners, KSFC Travel Partners, putting this on. So this is one of the things that's been put on for Wembley from Dawson and Sanderson, the club's official travel partner and sponsors as well. So please do go on the club website and you'll see all the information on that. And also keep an eye out on the club's website, because there'll be more information about it. But I tell you what, have you got your Wembley tickets? I'm sure you have. Mickey's got his and he doesn't realise.
Yes, I've got mine.
That's going to be Mickey's view from his Wembley seat.
Yeah, rule 139.
It's not a bad one, is it?
Tickets booked, seats booked on the train. Just need some spending money now.
Oh, God. Well, Mickey's going to be selling his body if anybody wants it.
For science.
Yeah. Right, let's get some of these other goals in, because there's so many goals and wins to talk about. Let's get there. We'll talk about the ladies. We'll keep going. Don't worry, we're not going to go off air at 10. But yeah, at 9, sorry. I keep thinking that we broadcast from 9 every so often now. Of course, our new time. Big thank you everyone that's watching tonight. We've got a fantastic viewing audience tonight. But once again, Friday turned Good Friday into a great Friday. Ollie and Wern connecting for both goals, and Mickey, just a beautiful performance.
2-0 up, and Danny Pugh or whatever he's called, the Pugh lad Pugh. From, he gets his cell sent off and he just kills Scunthorpe.
Yeah.
And for once we used common sense in the second half. We didn't stretch ourselves, we just played the ball out, let them run around. And it was equally as frustrating, because I wanted we'd go and get more goals. But I've got to say, the way they played football was fantastic. I mean, the two goals were brilliant.
Yeah.
And Scunthorpe were absolutely awful.
They were. I mean, I don't think, I mean, we're, this is when we're obviously level. Here's the, there we go.
What a goal this is.
Bang, there you go, Greg Ollie. But we were doing that with 11 versus 11. It would have been a big ask for them to come back in this game. I think that's not being cocky or big-headed. We were in control before the red card. Yeah. But any chance they would have had went out the window with that red card.
If I was the Scunthorpe manager, I would have nailed them to the wall. I really would have. I would have said, you're staying. You're not getting on the bus, you meet your own way home. especially for our length fans. I mean, there's 400 odd fans come up, and after 20 minutes, we're going home.
Yeah,
because they just knew they weren't going to get back. Yeah, I mean, it was
a nothing tussle, something that happens in every game, you know, just coming together, player goes down. You know, it was just ridiculous. But, you know, I mean, the goals, here we are. Look at this.
This is a wonderful goal.
It just was. It was just one of them games that was fantastic. And just
superb football, this goal. I mean, it looks a foul throw by Werner now.
Yeah. Oh, look at that trickery. Beautiful.
Look at this, man. This is touch, move, bang.
Yeah. Oh, sublime. Absolutely sublime. We've done. Once I've got some more messages coming in there, but there's a beautiful goal. Look at that. Even better in slow motion. In the back of the net. One second, we got a message from Liv. It's lovely having so many positives to talk about. I know. It's coming up on. Who is the Heat's next game? It is Bromley on Saturday. And then, of course, we've got Dorking on Tuesday. That's why we're talking to our friend James Lampard. And there we go, the Wern goal. One second, I did have a message there from Patrick Story. The Wern goal was superb. It certainly was. And
Mickey, agree with that.
I see this message come up there. Charlotte Hodgson, they've bought a group of 40 tickets in 139, so you're going to be next to Charlotte.
Well, funny enough, we got a group of 13 in row 139. I think we're in 22 and 23? Something like that.
Should be a good singing section near there as well.
Yeah.
Are you
going down on the train? Who's going down on the trains?
Yeah,
meeting outside there's a pub just beside King's Cross Station.
Here's the hey, look, it's the tussling, he's pulling him down. It is a foul. Now, all he's doing is lifting him off him. There's no need for a reaction like that
in front of the referee. You know, what a pick. That's a 3-match ban.
Yeah,
that's one. We've got 3 games. He had 4 games left, and he was going to be banned for 3 of them. The prick. Mm-hmm. I mean good for that. But if you're a Scunthorpe fan, you feel like ripping his head off.
I said in commentary, it was, you know, you've got to feel for them fans. They've travelled all that way. And they've been dealt an absolute massive blow through stupidity. But then they went on to Bank Holiday Monday down to Altrincham. And I always fear a former striker come back to play against you. And it's happened for us against another team, Dananga. We've got some messages on trains going down. A lot of people doing Saturday night. It's going down on the 12:57 train, David Lane down
Saturday.
So fantastic stuff. To carry this on, I thought if we can get one win out of the 2 games on the road, would have been fantastic. Dreamland to be in, to have, you know, all 9 points on the Easter weekend, so to speak. It's just been amazing. And these lads really do deserve the credit that they're getting at the minute. And the squad rotation's been good as well.
Yeah. Mike and Busted have done a wonderful job with the squad rotation. Yes, we're getting players back. Callum Whelan has been unbelievable since he come in. Ed Francis is really starting to play well. Obviously, Cont has played well as majority of the season. Ethan Pye as well. Obviously, the one we know would probably not be able to keep would be Cont. I would love to be able to think that we could.
You see, the form coincides with Marshall coming in as well as the players coming back. You know, that it's been fantastic. And for Dananga now, is it 8 goals in 14 games?
Yeah.
You know, just prolific, beautiful. It felt like it was a slow burn at first, but a goal here, a goal there, and then it just started to ramp up and coincided with us playing well as well. It's just nice to talk about the positives.
His goal against, was it Yeovil? where to undersate the bar from the angle.
Yeah,
that was a superb goal. I mean, this is a good goal as well. I mean, by all accounts, I mean, I wasn't there. By all accounts, it was a 50-50 game. That's what I was told by Hebby.
Yeah.
Either side could have won it. It could have been a draw. He says, to be honest, he says a draw probably would have been a fair result. He says, good time we had some luck. How many extra guys come back and score against the old clubs, man?
Yeah.
Unbelievable, is it? What a finish that is.
It is. It certainly is. I've been. Yeah, I know. I've been. My daughter's come down her tablet. The alarms went off and she can't. The timers went off on it, so she can't get into it. Do you want to say hello to everybody? She hasn't got makeup on this time. Do you want to look into the camera? No? Do you want to look? No? All right. So, yeah, multitasking here, trying to get an alarm off a tablet and...
speaking on the podcast.
And speaking on parent access. Wait one second. Get away. You're not looking at the... You see, I'm trying... No, you're not seeing... All right. Well, it'd be funny if I said I'm not showing you a password, but inadvertently showed it to everyone at home.
Did he watch this?
You could easily watch this, could you?
Yeah, I could watch it.
All right. Right, there we go. I think I'm going to stop it now. Stop. There you go.
Can I watch it a little bit longer?
No, night-night. All right.
You're going to be chatting.
I'm not. Go to... Sophia, I'm on the podcast. I'm not arguing with you. Go. Right, trying to stay up later. Watch the lead. There we go. See, you don't get this on Sky Sports News, do you? But no, we had the goal there. Fantastic stuff. But you can see the stuff we're playing. And Marshall pulled off some fantastic saves in this game as well.
So did their keeper, to be fair.
Yeah.
At the end, I love the ending because it's Campbell Conter running straight to Hebby, Steve, Ken and Philip. Right at the front, he's got his flag with Hebby on the front. Yeah. It's coming up now. Can just...
And that boy as well, Connor Panny, he's doing all
right. Oh, there it is. There's Hebby's flag. Yeah. I tell you what, Connor Panny, Ollie Thompson, and I think it was Dylan Archer that come on against Barnet.
Mm-hmm.
I am delighted. I hope them lads see a bit more game time.
Well, if we get mathematically safe, you would think, you know, Ollie Thompson is going to be possibly involved at some point at Wembley, so it'd be nice to bleed him in to get some minutes in the thing there. So, but it's
absolutely amazing to see them lads come through and come out of the academy and play in the first team. There's no better. And Connor Manny's just got better and better and better.
Has them loans have done him the world of good. We've got a message here from Lucius, but having people shout Heed Army at us in Scotland's a good feeling. Spreading the joy. What are the shout at you in Scotland, Mickey?
Get back to England,
it's probably one of them things. Josh Yule has put one of the best away games I've been to yesterday. Rested half the team and dominated a playoff contender for the whole 90 minutes. Defenders solid. Panny and Ward superb in transition. Ollie, AC and A's resentless. And also, Josh, could you let us know, were you doing the Twitter last night? Because it was fantastic.
I think it was Josh.
Yeah, it was really, really good. Was there a ladies' game this weekend, Mickey?
There's a ladies' game. They're away at the Chesley Street. I'm not actually sure where it is yet.
Chesley Street, it's always been just south of Birtley.
No, I don't know where the player. They used to play at Washington, but I may be wrong.
Yeah.
The hub.
Oh, good, good. Well, as I say, unless anyone's under a rock, of course, Wembley is where we are bound on the 21st. There's some coach travel from the club's travel partners there. And we don't get anything from showing this. We're just trying to reward the travel partners because they've stuck by the club before there was any hint of glory. Yeah. You know, Dawson Sanderson were sponsoring the man of the match and things like that. So, and also every other club, every other sponsor that's been with the club this year, there's Team Valley Group, there's as I said, there's enough field, there's loads to go through, and I think we'll give them all a mention in due course in the build up to Wembley, yeah. Because without them, the club wouldn't be able to do what they've done. So we'll get to that, and hopefully as well, we'll be able to confirm this soon as well if we can get the commentary on. So we've got the poster ready. So we're waiting to find out if we can get
You don't get a press pass, they want to hang their heads in shame. Well, the commentary, you and Mark and everybody else who joined you, has been absolutely phenomenal this season. So I'd be most annoyed if you do not get a press pass to do that game.
Hopefully we will. Hopefully we'll. Well, we haven't. Someone's jumped the gun, Ken Webster, but thankfully he did. Predictions for the two games this weekend. This week coming up, obviously Saturday, Bromley.
Oh, Bromley.
We've got Bromley. So he's went 3-0 to the Heed.
Wow. So
send in yours. Send in your messages.
I'm going to go 1-0.
If we play like we can, anything's possible. I'm going to go with 2-1 win. And hopefully your legs are still there from all the travelling. And then I think 3-0 win over Dorking.
Could be 3-1 because Dorking's more than capable of scoring goals. Could be 3-2 actually.
Well, Mr. Luke is in the thinking of you. He's went 2-1 Bromley, 4-1 us against Dorking. And Liv, you know what she's going to go with. She's going to go 3-1. There we go. season. Will Jarvis and Hassani's loans end before the trophy final? Might we see them at Wembley? They might be cup tied.
They might. I don't know.
They might be. I don't know.
I'm sure Jarvis played the trophy for us, and I think Hassani has as well.
Well, if that's the case, it adds to the numbers. But, we'll have to see. I don't know. The names are in the Wembley-bound thing. All the players that have played in the trophy this season so far for us. I'll just get rid of that comment, and then we'll be able to see. So I think Hassani is in there, and Dan Jarvis, yeah. So the possibility of them being there, because their loans will be up by that point in the season. Because I don't think either side that
be a bit harsh on Ollie Thompson and Dylan, to be fair.
It would, but if you've got them on the bench, because obviously you can have a massive bench, it can't harm, can it?
I've got nothing against either of them being in the squad.
They both played against Gloucester, Johnny Grace is. So, yeah, Hassani and can play. We've got 2-0 Bromley, 1-1 against Dorking. Keep them coming in. It's been a really enjoyable show. Once again, thank you to everyone that has joined us. Thank you to James Lampard and Bernard McWilliams. If you want to get your predictions in, you can do. We've got here another one from Story, 3-1 on Saturday, 2-2 against Dorking. Probably due to a couple of drawing points, sadly, but I hope I'm wrong. Well, it's Colin, he's went 1-1 and 2-1. So, yeah, it's going to be a really good... It's been a nice week, hasn't it? It takes the pressure off of worrying about the league a bit. I mean, we're not fully there yet, but we're as good as...
You know what it is, I think.
If we'd be safe by 5 o'clock on Saturday, that would be amazing. That would be amazing if we're safe by
3 points on... If we could get 3 points on Saturday...
Or Tuesday.
But it depends on the results. If York beat Torquay and Yeovil get beat, that's pretty much it, isn't it? We're all safe, so
yeah. It would be amazing. If Liv's put fab show. Also, we didn't hear from Darren. Has he been able to get time off to go to Wembley? That'd be great to know. We've got here, would Danny Elliott get a winner's medal if he played for us in the earlier? I think he would.
No. I don't think so.
I know in the FA Cup, and because Dubrovnik would have got one for
Dubrovnik.
Manchester United, didn't he? So he might do. I mean, he played his part, got us through.
It's a National League, they want as much money as they can get. And
it's the FA, this is the FA.
Well, so, even though the FA will still be the same, they'll give us little. Things you can give us
bought the ticket just in case, so hopefully he can get off. It would be lovely. And I'm sure Davy Steele,
who does he work for? Can we not send a nice letter?
If it's
his company,
he's working for one of the big ones like BP or Shell. I'm sure they would love to sponsor the podcast. I mean, they're getting a lot of We'll gladly see who they are. UFO can't catch us. Yeah. They're still working on it. Press pass is an absolute much. You deserve everything you've done.
Exactly, mate.
We haven't been told.
That's my opinion, not Davies.
Yeah, there's nothing to kick off about at the moment. It looks like it'll probably happen, but we'll just have to see, because there's four teams there on the day. There's a lot of media going to be there, but you'd think with the England games, there's a lot of space at Wembley. So hopefully, fingers crossed, it'll come true. I'd probably have a nice letter of a P45 in with it. he's not telling who he works for. Right, so there we go. But on that note, we've still got 41 people watching. Thank you very much. It's all ramping up. And if you are new, please like and subscribe. Tell your friends, tell everyone. And everyone that is watching now, share it to people that maybe don't watch as much, or get them back involved. Or if someone's going, I may go to Wembley, send them this or one of the other previous podcasts. Send the link to the commentary on Saturday if they can't get along to the game. Let's just generate interest. We have to capitalize on this, because last time, in all fairness to the club, they didn't capitalize on the playoff final. Yeah. Afterwards, the season after, it was just, we've got there, people will come back. No, you have to work on it. You have to entice it. The club is not safe. This isn't secured the club's future by any means. We have to keep working as a fan base. If that's bringing somebody along and helping getting the match day revenue up, if that's helping with the soul, buying raffle tickets, all these things go forward. It's a never-ending thing. It's like a gas bill. It's always going to come. And we're a little club fighting with the big boys, and we have to keep it going for what we can. All them little things that will go towards players' wages,
Let's get the game advertised for Saturday as well. We need another 14, maybe even more, against Bromley.
Definitely good. We can get a good turnout for that game. Will you both be attending the VARS final, as a ticket covers both games?
I'll be in the green, man, for most of it.
I may catch most of it, because I'll probably be setting up and stuff, and making sure that, fingers crossed, I'll be setting up, making sure all the equipment's working perfectly, and just calming nerves, I think. But as I say, it should be a great occasion, and get to see
a big gig for you, really, isn't it? When you think about it,
it's something I never thought would happen. It'd be really nice, something to be proud of, something to tell the grandkids. But more importantly, we hope Gateshead can win. That's the thing. It's not about me. I want Gateshead to do well and hopefully entice more people to come along if they're tuning in.
It would be lovely to hear you screaming across the airwaves. Mark's touching you.
That's what I was going to say, just because Mark took this under the table. But also as well, big thanks to Mark as well. He's an unofficial member of the Heed Army podcast. He does a lot, and not just for us, he does a lot for the non-league teams around. So it's absolutely fantastic. We've got lots of messages coming in here. We've got a great show, lads. Many thanks. Smashing show as ever, guys. Cheers. Looking forward to Saturday.
I'm looking forward to it.
I am. It's going to be nice. Supporting this team every season is a privilege. It certainly is. And it's a privilege to have spent the night with Mickey, James and Bernard, and of course, all of you people that has listened in. And if you've listened till the end of this on the audio version, catching up on it, or watching this on YouTube, thank you. And to say we've hit over 500 subscriptions, let's see if we can keep pushing on and reach more people, because that's what it's about. It's not about having the numbers. It's about reaching more people. And Emily, she's the last one here. She's put, get the link for Saturday up early for me to share. Some of the groups take a while to approve posts. It's already up, and I'll post it again, Emily. But on that note, Mickey, as ever, how's the laptop treat you tonight?
Like I say, it's still a bit too bright for me.
Yeah, he's got a new laptop there, so it's going to have to adjust the screen for his eyes. But yeah, there we go. What's this? Has there been any progress on your Daniel Craig moment?
No, and believe me, Darren, he's not getting away with it neither. He thinks he is, but he's not.
The thing is, I went down the beach and I was flying my drone. I got some
bollocks. He didn't invite us.
I forgot all about it, because it was a last minute thing. Went down with the kids and I didn't think. I thought, I could have dived in the water, but
we're going to do it at the end of the season anyway. It's going to be post
on that note,
post season pre Wembley.
We'll have it done before Wembley, don't worry. On that note, everybody, I'm going to cry in the corner. That
yeah, you're not getting away with it, son. Yeah, you no. said it, not me.
Well, yes, everyone's starting to pile in now.
Yes.
We'll all have to be there. No. As I say, the shrimps need to have their own privacy. Right. On that note, everybody, thank you very much. As ever, it's just been an absolute privilege, and it's lovely that we've had such a lovely week and sees back end of the season to cover and talk about. It's an absolute joy, and long may it continue. So
where would we be if the season started on the 26th of December?
Third. On that note, see you later. You're up.